And don't add yourself to video, please. I will go in and make sure everyone is muted. And I don't know if Stacy is here yet, but please don't unmute yourself. Please don't add yourself to video. I'll do a brief teaching and then I'll go ahead and field any questions. And I just want to put this out to you. Feel free to ask me anything. And so what I want you to do as I'm going through the teaching is to just jot down any questions that come to mind or any questions from any classes that you've taken from me, and be ready to ask me anything. We did this the other day for the RLC, and it was really great. But of course, if you don't ask me anything, then I don't have anything to say. So anyway, I do have just a brief little teaching, and I want to pray for you. And if Stacy hops on, she can make sure. I don't see her yet. Make sure you don't unmute yourself. Everyone should be muted and no need to add yourself to video. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pray. I am here at Bethel. Yeah, the Mecca of Christianity. It's great. We went last night I'm here with a group from the Cayman Islands, and they are taking over. There has been a healing room there, but the woman who'd been doing it was getting older and kind of. So there's a team of ladies who are taking it over, picking up that baton to run with the healing room. They're on the Cayman Islands, and they invited me to come and just enjoy spending time with them. So that's what I'm here doing. Healing isn't my thing. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this, that there's at least two tents in the church. And one tent is the hospital. And one tent is the soldiers getting ready to march out to war. This is a Jonah thing. This isn't a Bible verse, but this is kind of, I was thinking, we were talking about this yesterday. And there are people who are called to live in that healing tent. And they're there ministering to the broken, you know, getting them ready to recover from the battle, to go back into the battle. And there's sometimes, you know, there are people who spend 6 months, you know, not from the ministry per se, those who are being treated in that hospital. Some of them are there for 6 months, a year. I think there are people who probably spend their entire life in that tent receiving healing. I'm not going to say more about that because that's not my calling, but there are people who are called to be in that tent bringing healing. And that's a group of people that's not me. I'm militant. If you know me, I have no business over there. I've learned not everyone is gifted at everything, right? So I really don't have any business in the healing tent, but I'm in the militant tent. I'm in, you know, once you're ready to go out to battle, I'm your girl, you know, I can get you fired up and send you out on your way. And if you get wounded in battle, don't come back to me and tell me about it. You gotta go to the healing tent. And, you know, I think it's just kind of fun to give ourselves permission to be in the tent that we're in. And hopefully everyone is hearing me okay. And I'm just going to hop over onto my, I do have Facebook Messenger. If any of you are here and can let me know if I'm coming through loud and clear, send me a messenger. I would hop over to the chat, but it seems like when I hop over to the chat, we lose the visual and you can't see me anymore. So if someone could just let me know, I'm looking to see who's here. Who could just pop me? Carla, you're here. Can you just shoot me a quick messenger? Teresa, you're here. Just shoot me a quick.
Yeah, we can hear you, Donna.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Go ahead and remute. All right, I'm going to go ahead and continue. Okay. So I wanted to share today just a little bit briefly from my book, God Confidence. I'm going to be re-releasing that. We've done it as a club. Of course, it's one of my older books. I wrote it in the 1990s. I know when it came out, like I think in 1996, it was a big bestseller. And then it went out of print. And I don't know if you guys know this or if it's of any interest. Oh, Stacy's here now. Okay. Stacy, you know how to do your magic, I assume, if anybody unmutes themselves so you can fix it. I lost my train of thought that quickly. Anyway, so no, you may not know this, but I don't own my books. They belong to the publisher. I actually just had a woman from the Czech Republic, Donna, writing myself a note. And she's like, we're doing your book in the Czech Republic. We're translating it into the Czech language and we're so excited. And So I'm like, that's so amazing. Did you have permission? I'm like, huh? I'm like, yeah, I can't give you permission. Because that book they were doing, Becoming the Woman God Wants Me, I'm like, I don't own it. Like, even if I wanted to, I couldn't give you the permission. Anyway, that's kind of off the track. I don't know how I got on that tangent. But anyway, so now they're going to have to get official permission and they'll have the book in Czech language and hopefully I'll be able to go to the Czech Republic and launch it. Anyway, that's off target. But the God Confidence book, the publisher said, well, you know, it sold a ton of copies, but we're kind of done. So I said, can I have it back? Can I have my book back, please? I had to ask him, right? Can I have my book back? And they're like, you can have your book back. So I'm kind of repackaging it. We've got a new cover. Some of you have been around. You've seen we've got the new cover. We've got a slightly new title, God Confidence, The Courage You Need for the Life You Want. And so I'm going to do a big re-release of that on Amazon, just Amazon probably to begin with, within the next few months. So be watching for that. I would also actually ask your prayers. I just got for my special blessings prayer, it's going to be in a big promotion in the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, and India. It's kind of random, but it's Australia, the United Kingdom, India. Did I say all them? Australia, United Kingdom, Australia, and India. Okay, great. So be praying about that. That's going to be February 6th through 10th. And so in honor of that promotion in those countries, I'm going to do a promotion worldwide and people will be able to download the ebook version of that for free, the Special Blessings Prayer. And I'm actually giving away that class for free now. Now, I won't be in there live. Some of you were part of that class. If you've never taken that class and you've never read that book, you know, stay tuned, mark your calendar, February 6th through 10th, you'll be able to get the book for free and I'm going to offer the class for free. Again, I'm not planning to be actively involved. Let's put it that way. Depends on how many people show up. We get an army, I might show up. But anyway, but the class will be free. The book will be free. I would really, really appreciate it if you would tell your friends. Okay. So stay tuned, mark your calendar. I'll be promoting it on my Facebook page. Share it out to your friend. It's free. It's not like you're asking them to give me money. The book will be free. The class will be free. I mean, if you've been blessed by Women's Empowerment University, but you've never told anybody because you're like, well, I can't ask anyone to spend money. It's free. Book is free, class is free. So I would just be so grateful to you if you would share. You know, if you have people on your email list or in your circle of influence, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you're doing, you know, let them know that this is available. And as I said, it's going to be a special promotion through BookBub. If you've never heard of BookBub, check it out. They do special deals every day. They've got like millions of people who participate in this thing. And every day you let them know what type of books you like. And then I hope it looks like the lighting is kind of weird in this bedroom. Anyway, so you let them know what type of books you like. And they do a lot of Christian books, fiction and nonfiction. You say, hey, these are my favorite types of books. And then every day they'll send you of like, okay, today's special is Donna Parto, Special Blessings Prayer, or, you know, whatever it is. And you can get those books. Anyway, just kind of a little insider tips. Well, let me pray for you guys. And, all my friends have already left. See, this is the devotion that I have to you guys. They're already on their way to Bethel. They're enjoying the worship. And I'm here in this beautiful location. The sun's coming up and life is grand. Happy to be with you fine folks, as they say. So, Lord, I thank you so much that you want to give all of us the courage we need for the life we want. And it's the life you want for us. A life that's full and meaningful. And I just want to pray. I want to pray about these tents because this just kind of came to me yesterday. I haven't done a lot with it, so it's kind of a new thinking. But I want to pray for those who are called as ministers in that healing tent. Lord, that you would give them a healing touch and to heal spirit, soul, and body. And I know, because I've worked with some of you, that some of you are called to heal the mind. Wow. Dr. Lauren's here. To heal the mind and to heal thinking patterns. And some of you are called to heal emotions, even to go back in time. And, you know, maybe this is controversial, but it's real. To go back in time and to bring Jesus into the situations. I've done this myself and, you know, just gone back to, okay, God, where were you? Where were you when that was happening and inviting him into that? And so there are those who are called to, in that healing tent, to minister in the area of emotions. And then there are some of you, and this is almost brings in a little bit of the militancy, to heal the will and to strengthen people to exert their will and to heal that willpower muscle. And I think I've done a little bit of that. I think I've done maybe a little bit of that. And I want to pray for those of you who've done that, to heal people and to give them the courage and the strength to exert their will. And I want to pray for those who are called in the healing tent. And guys, these are, you know, when you're thinking about, hey, you know, when Donna's done talking, I want to ask a question about this, or I want to ask prayer about this. You know, this is where you're taking notes and saying, yeah, I think that's me. I think I am called to minister healing in the area of mind, will, emotions, whatever. And I can pray for you about that. And then I want to pray for those of you who are called, I don't know if there are any of you out there, heal the body, being able to actually lay hands on the sick and heal them. And I've prayed this over a number of you. I've prayed it over Dr. Kristen. I've prayed it over some different people. I've prayed it over Tracy. Lord, that healing anointing, healing power would begin to flow through your hands. And then I want to pray for those of you who, like me, are called to be in that militant. And some people are like, Don, I can't believe you're using the word militant. I'm using the word militant. I'm just telling you, this is what came to me. And you think about the Salvation Army, or I've been reading about the Moravians, those who marched out. I was reading the story of the first Moravian missionaries. They sold themselves into slavery. They're two men. An escaped slave from the West Indies had gone to England and met up. I don't remember. Some key figure. And the guy said, well, you need to come and you need to speak to the Moravians and share with them the need of the slaves in the West Indies. And so this escaped slave came and said, these are the needs, but the only way that you're going to be able to minister to the slaves, because they work all day, you know, they're not going to go to a church, you're going to have to become a slave in order to minister to them. And two men said, yeah, we will become slaves ourselves willingly so that we can reach the slave. That's when I talk about militancy, and I'm going to have to look that word up. I'm talking about that sense of someone in the military is under orders. There's not an option. And, you know, Jesus went crazy over the guy, that the soldier who's like, hey, I'm under authority. You know, just say the word. And that's what I'm talking. When I talk about militancy, I'm not talking about like getting an AK-47 and shooting somebody. I'm talking about that the militancy that says, I am under authority, I'm under orders, and this is what the king has told me to do, and not doing it is not an option. The king said, go into all the world and preach to God. So that's what I have to do. I have to go. I have no choice. I have to do it. That's what I mean by militancy. And those of you who know me know I don't have mercy. Zero. Sub-zero. All my 7 days of freedom. Spiritual gift test, there's no mercy here. Uh-uh. Jersey girl, I don't need to be over there in that tent. I need to stay away from it. And I don't even have the gift of faith. I really don't. But what I have is that military sense of I am in the Lord's army and I am under his command. And if he tells me to do something, that this is not like a discussion. Like there's no negotiate. He's the king. He's the commander in chief. You do what he tells you to do. Bam, that's it. There's no question. And that anointing, I think that's my anointing. I'll do anything. If the commander says go do it, that's it. There's nothing else but obedience. Like what else would there be? I don't understand. That confuses me. What else is there to do but obey? You have to. And I want to pray that. So are we now? Do you understand what I mean when I say militancy? That's what I'm talking about. That awareness that we're under authority. And you've probably heard me say this before, but one of the things that really shaped my life was Watchman Nee's statement, and I'm paraphrasing, that if you want to have power in the heavens, if you want to have power to marshal an army of angels, if you want to have spiritual authority to move the hand of God, it's really very simple. You ready? He said, when you walk into a room, identify who's in authority and submit yourself to them. Wow. That's it. Come under authority. It's huge in my life. Huge. I want to know who's in authority and submit myself to them. It's powerful. Really, really powerful. And so I wanted to just, am I done praying? Is there anything else I want to pray? Lord, help the lighting. I know it's bad. Anyway, it's good. It's all good. You know what it is? It's good. God confidence, the courage you need for the life you want, the courage you need for a life that matters. Do what matters. Hashtag do what matters. That's what it's all about. Doing what matters. Now, guys, most of you are my regulars, so you already know these announcements. But just in case, I am moving to Israel, not to work with the Jews. We love the Jewish people. Everybody loves the Jewish people. Lots of ministries, lots of Christians go and work with the Jewish people and with Messianic Jews. And I know some. I'm very excited. I've made some new connections with some really key leaders in the Messianic Christian community in Jerusalem. So I'm very excited about that. But my call is to the Arab world. And so I'm going to be working primarily with Palestinians on the Arab side. And so if you're ready to open your heart to that side of things, I'd love to talking about militancy. I would love for you to join me. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be leaving. Again, I apologize to those of you who already know this, but we have a lot of people who aren't in the RLC and maybe have not heard this. So I'm going to be moving to Israel, to Jerusalem in August 28th of this year. And I will be there for 2 years. I'm pursuing a master's degree in Middle Eastern studies. And my focus is going to be, you know, people, oh, you're going to learn Hebrew. I don't think so. I think I'm going to learn Arabic. I do. I have a language. Pray for me. There's a language requirement and I have to study either Hebrew or Arabic. And I think I'm going to study Arabic. So that is, it's kind of different. It's kind of different. So you just got to kind of open your heart, open your head to the idea that our Arab brothers and sisters were there on the day of Pentecost. Go look at it. You know, they've been part of the family of God from day one of the New Testament church. And we need to revive that church. God's calling us to revive that church. So I'll be there beginning in August. And the way that I'm going to help fund that, you guys know I'm a digital nomad. So the way I'm going to be funding that is by hosting groups. So if your church can bring 10 or more, you can come anytime. Just let me know. Say, Donna, we've got 10. Now, but you'd have to commit to it. Okay. You'd have to pay for the 10, even if you don't bring them. Okay. So there's a minimum payment of 10. Does that make sense? Glad I said it. So if your church can bring 10 or more, you can come whenever you want. And I will arrange a private tour for you guys. Okay? 10's the minimum. If you're like, well, Donna, I don't know 10 people, but I want to go and my husband wants to go and I want to bring my kids, then I'm going to be announcing group tours that you can just kind of be part of. Does that make sense? So if you're like, no, we want our own group and we've got 10 of us. We want a private tour. We can do that. Well, I've got a couple people. I've got maybe four. Okay, great. We'll join a larger group. And the first larger group that we're doing is, and I know this isn't for everyone, but it might be for someone. Teresa, it might be for you. I don't know. Christmas in the Holy Land. And I know some people are like, oh, Christmas, I've got this whole thing I've got to do. But then there are other people who are coming into a new season like I am. Like my girls are gone. You know, this Christmas, my girls, they needed to be with their dad who's just been diagnosed with Parkinson's. And they're like, Mom, I'm like, duh, you need to be with your father. That's hello. So I'm in this season of, okay, well, what does Christmas look like for me? Well, if that's kind of where you are, this might be perfect. Okay to be that honest? This might be just the thing for you if Christmas has really kind of changed. Or you might want to bring your whole family and have Christmas in the Holy Land. And so we'll do a tour of Israel. We'll be in Bethlehem for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I mean, can you imagine for the rest of your life, every Christmas, you'll be able to look back and say, ah, I was in Bethlehem on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Very cool. I'm sorry. Very, very cool. So you can be part of that. And so I'm praying that God would bring at least 10, you know, I mean, these are never going to be big, huge, like lost in the crowd tours. They're very personal. They're very intimate. In fact, if somebody wants to share a testimony who's been on one of our spiritual pilgrimages, they're just incredible. And then I think I'm going to keep 5 people who want to come with me. Everyone's going to go home after the tour. It's going to be amazing. You can go to donnapartow.com/Israel. It'll be amazing. We'll say bye-bye. Love you. And then we will cross over to Jordan. And we will spend probably 4 to 5 days just in ministry in Jordan. And it'll be busy. I mean, we'll do church services. We'll do women's conferences. We may do a pastor's conference. We'll do youth events. We'll do a wide variety of things. When I was there last time, we did an event for Jordanian women. We did a couple church services. We went to the Jordan House of Prayer. That's a big connection for us. We did an event for Iraqi women. We did, which a bunch of Muslims came to. We did an event for Egyptian women. So it will be a busy, busy, busy hit the ground running, boom, 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 kind of Jordanian invasion. And I'm going to keep a small group with me to do that. And some of you be like, well, Donna, I can't do Israel, but I feel called to Jordan. We can talk about that. That just came to me. Like someone, I feel like maybe there's someone's like, Donna, I can't be there for Christmas, but I want to be part of the Jordanian outreach. Let's talk about that. Because I think I can make that happen. I'm just thinking aloud. I feel like I can. I feel like that's somebody. That's somebody. Like, no, can't be away for Christmas, but that, you know, that beginning of January, I could come to Jordan. Because honestly, I feel like my major call is to Jordan at this point. We are going into Lebanon. I don't know when that's going to happen. It's not going to happen in December. So anyway, so I will be living in Israel for 2 years. Anytime over the next 2 years, you want to come and see me? Please do. DonnaPartow.com/Israel. And I'll just keep you posted and notified about all the things that are happening. And then we're doing one other event this year, and that's our Lifestyle Freedom event. And it will be in Ireland this year. And we have an Irish castle that we're looking at, and it's going to be really incredible. And right now, we're just taking applications and seeing who's interested. We're nailing down some of the logistics, but it will be in the summer. I mean, it has to be before August, right? Because in August, I'll be in school. So it'll be like maybe like June, July kind of a time frame. Go to 7daystofreedom.com, 7daystofreedom.com, and fill out the application. And as soon as we have all the logistics about the Ireland event, you'll be the first to know. I expect that we'll have a very limited number of people we'll be able to take because of the venues. So make sure you act quick. Okay, so done. Got confidence. Use the acronym CONFIDENCE. And I'm just going to go through this quickly with you. And then I want to take any questions and pray for a couple people. And then I'm going to Bethel to the healing conference where I don't really belong. And I'm leaving for impartation. We'll see. I'm just enjoying time with my friends. You know, there was an earthquake. They were at the air. This is, do you follow the news? They were at the airport leaving for Bethel. And a massive 7.7 earthquake hit off the coast of the Cayman Islands, and it hit land at about 6.1, and they said the whole airport was shaken, and it lasted like long. We have video of it, and so they were able to like comfort people and pray for people. But wow, the island shook as these ladies were leaving. I don't know. You can make what you want of that. They're all fine. Their houses have been checked and everything's fine. Just a little light damage. But what do you think of that? Interesting. Anyway, they're special ladies. I love them. Okay. So confidence. C means called according to his purpose. Understanding that this is not a volunteer army. Hey, like you've been conscripted. You've been recruited. You've been called. And whether God has called you to the healing tent or he's called you to the militant tent or if there's some other tent, I'm not thinking, you know, but God has called you for a purpose. And it's not, you know, and you guys know this is the militant Donna. I mean, and some people will leave after a little bit of this. I understand it. No one's called to just sit in the pew. And I think it'd be kind of sad, really, if you spent your whole Christian, I mean, God will love you exactly the same. You'll go to heaven. Don't misunderstand me. But I think it would just be kind of sad if you spent your whole Christian life in a cot waiting for someone to come and help you. Even though there are people that they love helping. But, you know, maybe then at some point it crosses over to enable it. You know, you've been called. And it's okay. I want to say this too. There's been seasons in my life where I've been in the cot. Believe you me. I've been in the cot many times. Needing healing. And so thankful for those that God sent. So don't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm in a season where I can't. I need to receive. I need people to minister to me. Like, everybody gets wounded in this fight. Everybody. There's no shame in that. No shame. And so if you're even in a season right now where you're like, you know, Donna, I can't do anything. I need to just receive. That's okay. But at some point, we need to come back to, we've been called for a purpose. And out of that healing that we've received, we need to go and begin either healing others or marching out to advance the cause. Because you've been called for a purpose. Created in advance. God's workmanship. God's masterpiece. Designed, handcrafted to do good works, which God prepared in advance for you to walk in. There's like specific things you're supposed to be doing. Well, how do you find them? How do you find these amazing things that God wants you to be doing? Well, I'm so glad you asked because that leads us to O, which is open to his plan. And the amazing thing, we just did the Best Year Ever class, and I talked a lot about the difference between vision and plan. And, you know, again, it's like calling and plan. And it's like, I know that there's a purpose. I know God has something for me, but like, how do I get down into the details of it? Like, is God going to come to my house with an envelope and I'm going to open it and it's going to say, this is your assignment. It's like, just keep your heart open. Keep your heart open. And I'll give my Israel example. Because it's not, I have never, ever had the thought, ever, that I'm almost 60. I can't ever remember saying, I want to go to Israel and pursue a master's degree. I can tell you, honestly, I can look you in the eye. I've never, in my 60 years on the planet, had that thought. I've never taken a piece of paper and thought, if only I could go get a master's degree in Israel. Never. But God began planting seeds. When we were in Guatemala, one of the people there with us said, you know, Donna, you should think about, you know, Jerusalem University College. I studied there and I think you'd really, I don't even know how this subject came up. And then I was praying with a group of the ladies, Jeanette said, Donna, I see you in Israel. I just think, wow. And but I am open. I know the vision is for me to, you know, equip the Latin American church to take the gospel to the Muslim world. I had a word from God last year, go to Jordan, prepare a landing strip for my coming Latino army. So I kind of got the vision. I've got the big purpose. But okay, so that's great. What's the plan, God? What's the plan? Just be open because I didn't see this coming.